You're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, many have reasoned that this man was born blind in order that God might get glory out of it. Well, God's work, he gets glory out of his work. His works haven't been made manifest yet until the man was healed. Then he got glory out of it. The works of God hadn't been made manifest in the blind man until Christ did that which he was sent to do, that the healing, that is, the healing of this man's blindness. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. He proceeded to heal the man. So that's what he was sent for.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Yet in all of his writings of persecutions and tribulations, not one time does he include sickness among them. Not once. Nowhere in the scriptures do we find where Paul was ever disabled by sickness in any of his ministry. Not once. Now, why did God permit this thorn in the flesh to buffet Paul? The scripture tells you. The scriptures say that it was because of the revelations and visions that Paul had had, lest he might have a tendency to be lifted up. Now, therefore, before anyone claims that he has a thorn in the flesh, it would be well to ask, how many revelations and visions have you had? Amen. Most folks who think they have a thorn in the flesh haven't any kind of a revelation or a vision. All they're doing in their ignorance and doubt is permitting Satan to defeat them and keep them from the blessings of God. There are those who do have a thorn in the flesh in some ways that Paul did, because the devil is ever present to stir up trouble and to hinder them in the work that they're doing for God. But notice what God said. My grace, hallelujah, is sufficient for thee. God's grace gives power to rise above the buffetings of Satan. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God, amen. Well, I believe we'll have time to get to one more roadblock. We want to get all these out of the way we can, so we can get you up to healing. Hallelujah. I'm suffering for the glory of God. That's another roadblock. Now, those who support this belief usually point to the scripture in the 9th chapter of John, where Jesus passed by and saw a man who was born blind. Now, this turn there to the 9th chapter of John. Read that. I have never seen anybody get healed yet that thought they were sick or suffering for the glory of God. I've never seen one of them yet. I know a good many who are now dead who thought that. Amen. All right, let's read 9th chapter of John's Gospel. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now see, that's as far as they read. They stop right there. Now see, he said, but that the works of God may be made manifest in him. They said, now he is born blind just so the Lord could heal him and show his power. Those dear folks sure did walk on the top of the Bible. They didn't get in and study it, did they? See, you can't stop there. Let's go on reading. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For the night cometh, no man can work. Let's read it again. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. You see, him being born blind is not the works of God. Can you see that? The works of God haven't been made manifest in him yet. He's blind. He is born blind, not because he sinned, of course. Not necessarily because his parents sinned. We know from studying the Bible because Adam sinned. The human race fell heir to these things. And so, Jesus said, he didn't say why he was born blind. We know because we have the Bible. Thank God we are more enlightened. Thank God for that. Now notice, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. He just simply said, neither is this man sin nor his parents. Left it at that. Because see, he just asked what they asked. They said, has this man sinned or his parents that he's born blind? Jesus answered and said, neither is this man sinned nor his parents. No, that's not the reason. Now, we know the reason. Because of Adam's sin. But now notice, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. That was God, wasn't it? I said that was God that sent him, wasn't it? So then, in him being born blind was not the works of God. And him all these years blind and still sitting there blind, God's works haven't been made manifest in him yet, have they? I said, have they? See? No, they haven't been made manifest in him yet. So he said, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, and no man can work. Now, you see, many have reasoned that this man was born blind in order that God might get glory out of it. Well, God's work, he gets glory out of his work, that his works haven't been made manifest yet until the man was healed. Then he got glory out of it. The works of God hadn't been made manifest in the blind man until Christ did that which he was sent to do, that the healing, that is, the healing of this man's blindness. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. He proceeded to heal the man. So that's what he was sent for. Well, somebody said, what about Lazarus? Doesn't the Bible say that he was sick for the glory of God? Well, that's the 9th chapter of John. Why don't you just turn over to the 11th chapter and read for yourself? Now, I'll just point this out to you. I think you know it well enough. You read the story here in the 11th chapter of John's Gospel about the healing of, or the raising and healing of Lazarus. Now, we see Jesus with his disciples when the word came that Lazarus was sick. Now, notice that Jesus purposely tarried instead of immediately hurrying to his friend's bedside. And he told his disciples in verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Well, see, somebody said, it said for the glory of God. He was sick for the glory of God. No, it didn't say that. Just go on reading. See, that's where you make a mistake, taking a verse out of its setting. See, you can take scripture verses out of the context and make the Bible say anything you want to say. Don't take that out. Let's go on reading and see about the glory of God. Now, when Jesus arrived in Bethany with his disciples, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. Martha ran out to meet him and said that if he had been there, her brother would not have died. Jesus told her that he was the resurrection and the life. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, shortly after this, when Martha protested at Christ's command that Lazarus' gravestone be rolled away, as she knew that after 4 days his body would be decomposing and would stink, Jesus said, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they hadn't seen the glory yet, had they? I said, had they? Martha hadn't seen the glory yet. She didn't see the glory of God in his sickness. She didn't see the glory of God in his death. The glory of God had not been manifest yet. The glory was not manifested in him being sick. The glory was not manifested in him dying. The glory was manifested in Lazarus' resurrection and healing. See, he's not only raising the dead, but he had to be healed too. If he wasn't, he'd have died again immediately. God is glorified through healing and deliverance, not through sickness and suffering. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me? Amen. And so to say that Lazarus was sick for the glory of God is not scripturally true. The glory wasn't manifested. Because Jesus said, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. He's just saying ahead of time what's going to happen at the end. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. I will pick up tomorrow with roadblock number 7. Praise God and get these roadblocks out of the way where we can get up there to where healing is.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.